everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. He's Rick Claus.
And that's Joey Snow.
And we're here to get you all set and ready to go to Chicago May 4th through the 8th for Microsoft Ignite.
I think we're just around 2 months to go, I think, isn't it?
Right around that. So yeah, it's coming in. It's coming in about coming in eight-ish hot. Weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Wow, where did the time go?
I don't know. I don't think it's coming fast enough, personally.
You're ready to get on a plane tomorrow?
I'm ready to get on a plane. I want to be in Chicago. I want to go off and see this awesomeness that is the Ignite conference so far.
Absolutely. Now, you're going to want to make sure that you are registered. You're going to want to go to ignite.microsoft.com, click the register button, as you can see it behind us.
Or /register if you want to go there direct.
Oh, there you go.
You never know.
Absolutely.
You never know.
Get registered quickly.
Yeah, definitely. We are filling up.
Yes.
You know, despite what people might think, waiting until the last minute, it's not necessarily the best thing to do. Mm. Get in there, get registered. Again, people always like to ask us about hotels and hotel reservations, stuff like that. They fluctuate for availability and stuff like that. And there's actually some good posts in the forums about some alternate options for accommodation while you were there. Some of the new things that came out just recently people are asking about is one of them being the agenda.
Yeah, so the agenda is released. One of the big questions that we got was the Friday question, right? So, hey, what's the plan on Friday? How long should I stay? Should I plan to stay later on in the day? There will be sessions on Friday. We're going to go till just after lunchtime. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can go to the ignite.microsoft.com website, take a look at the agenda. And we have released the agenda for all of the days. So you can kind of get a detail out in terms of what's happening Sunday. If you've signed up for a pre-day session, which we encourage you to do, a really deep full day session, those are available for you if you've already registered for the conference. You can go ahead and add another one of those pre-day sessions to your registration. Just go to your existing registration, log on, and add that session. If you haven't registered, you may want to look at doing those pre-day sessions. So that's going to be on Sunday. And then, going through the rest of the days as well, you can take a look at that. But speaking of Sunday, my buddy Rick here, important to note, remote registration. So this is where you can actually go in, check in, and get your badge.
Right.
We have several hotels and several other venues that are on, and we've announced this through a blog post as well as on the Ignite website, that you can get your registration done well ahead of actually heading over to the McCormick Convention Center.
Right. You still have the option of doing it the day of on Monday. Absolutely don't recommend that because it gets difficult to get seating. It's also when the bulk lineups happen there as well. But for the badge pickup, remote pickup, absolutely an option. And we had a question come up on the forums about materials pickup, because that's different than registration to get your badge pickup.
Yeah, absolutely. Once you get your badge, and you can do that at several of these remote locations, again, that is the Joey and Rick suggested method, right? This is the preferred method, is to get it at one of those hotels.
That's what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Get your badge. And then what you're going to want to do is, if you're ready to get the backpack, ready to get things started, and you're in on Sunday, once you've got your badge, go ahead and grab one of the shuttles over to the conference center, and then go to the materials distribution. And I'm going to get the times for you because I actually have that. So, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right. So materials distribution literally is just where you'll be picking up your bag, those lovely bags that we distributed. That's where you get your first pick of the colors based on availability as well. The rest of the facilities are actually restricted just to the pre-day people.
Yes.
So you only have the ability to go there and to get your materials, because some people like to actually go get it early, sort some stuff out, put some stuff in they're going to bring with them on the Monday for the actual sessions themselves, and get that all kind of settled, and then get their kind of lay of the land for how to get back and forth to the convention center and their individual hotels. So Sunday is kind of like your prep day if you're not taking the pre-day stuff.
Absolutely. Now, if you've got your, once you get your badge and you've already registered in advance, right, picked up your badge at one of those remote locations, then you can just simply jump on over, head right to the conference center, go right to materials distribution and pick up your stuff on Sunday. So pro tip, get that done. Then you're not waiting, right? You're not standing in line with everything that's happening on Monday with the keynotes. And all the rest of things really kind of kicking in on Monday. So make sure you get that done. More questions coming to us from the forums, channel9.microsoft.com/forums, and then go ahead and choose Ignite in the drop-down button, drop-down list. It's not a button, it's a list. Get it right, Joey. One of the questions is, hey, what is this Ignite Rocks thing that we've got on the schedule for Monday evening? What's Ignite Rocks?
So Ignite Rocks is actually really awesome because we reserve a venue to be able to get your creative edge out and get your rock on, if you will. the venue, did they announce what the venue was?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be at the House of Blues in Chicago, okay, starting at 9 p.m. and going until midnight.
So you actually have all the instruments and all the accoutrements to be able to put on your own karaoke rock show. So not just singing, it's also full equipment to be able to go off and play guitar, play bass, play some keyboards, play some drums. And what we do is we have some fill-in professional players that are there as well if you can't get enough people together. And you'll probably start to see that there's some good conversation starting in the forums about, like, you know, request lists and, like, you know, I'm looking for a drummer, can you show up kind of thing. So I've been known to show up and do a pretty wicked chicken shaker solo occasionally.
I've been working on my triangle skills.
So you never know, because literally it's anybody can basically show up, go off and have some fun on stage. And there's actually an interesting comparison of the amount of people that are creative musically that actually work in the IT field. It's a higher percentage than most conferences.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you don't have to worry about bringing your guitar,
right?
Bringing your drums or any of that stuff is going to be provided for you.
Yeah, even and
if you're not a musician,
if
you're not in a plane, I suggest going because there's some amazing talent out there that we have with our community and the folks that attend these events. So I highly suggest going out, again, 9 p.m. till midnight at the House of Blues.
Yeah, and I remember a good friend of ours, Nick Lagante,
Lagalante
yes. was doing a guitar behind the head kind of
guitar
solo at some
out.
Point. I also know that another good friend, Jeff Woolsey, is a wicked keyboard player.
Yes.
And he's been known to show up as well. So speakers, partners, and friends and family, not friends and family, speakers and partners and attendees basically can go off to this particular activity and have some fun to blow off some steam after an awesome day of keynotes, as you can see from the agenda that's going on.
Keynotes and sessions. So that's what we've got going as far as news and answering some of the questions is concerned. Now, those of you who have followed along the show, the previous, I want to say, 7, 8 episodes, I think this is episode 8, if I'm not mistaken, know that we've had some experiences in Chicago that we've shared with you. We've gone to some very, very cool places. We've saved the best for last.
Yeah.
These new locations that we've got in this episode show, probably some of our favorites.
I'm going to, you know, I said the thing that you absolutely have to do when you go to Chicago, I was going to go off and I said the boat tour last time for the last episode. If you're going to go off to experience a nice bar atmosphere, for me, it's going to be Patty Long's. Patty Long's is a place that's been made famous because they do bacon and beer pairings. Call it a brunch for beer connoisseurs.
Yes.
Which you can actually reserve if you wanted to ahead of time. But anyway, great selection of craft beer. Very knowledgeable on the bacon as well.
Yeah.
That you can order even if it's not like a part of an official function.
Well, you know what? Instead of just talking about it, why don't we send people to Chicago and check out some of these really cool locations?
Good point.
Sometimes you need a little bit of Irish flair, particularly here in Chicago. So that brings us to Patty Long's, where we are doing a beer and bacon tasting. That is correct. It is a pairing of beer and bacon, two of my favorite things outside of coffee. And I'll just go ahead and keep talking. You just eat and drink there. Patty Long's has been here about 7 years. Fantastic venue in the neighborhood outside of Lincoln Park. But they also have the Kaiser Tiger, which is in the West Loop area. They do the same things. There's bacon and beer pairing tastings every Saturday and Sunday. So it's the place that you want to go there on the West Loop. Or you can simply grab the brown line, get out on Diversey. And it's right here at Patty Long's. And this is a tiny place, a great neighborhood Irish pub run by a gentleman from Dublin. So it's absolutely fantastic.
This idea of pairing beer and bacon started about 4.5 years ago. You can actually call ahead, book on their website for your individual slots on Saturday or Sunday. So come early, be able to go and do this. And they literally pair together 5 different beer with 5 different styles of bacon that they all cook and cure inside the house. And we're actually finishing the last round right now because there's 5 of them. This one is a beautiful brown sugar bacon with a very nice imperial stout to finish it off. Very nice and full body. And it's amazing.
So every week their bacon and beer pairings change, and the various craft beers that they have on tap here change also every week. And they can be craft beers not only from here in the Chicagoland area, but also all over the country. So this is definitely one of the places that you want to try. Mm-hmm. Again, it's Patty Long's. You can book your beer and bacon tasting at pattylongs.com, or also check out their location on the West Loop, the Kaiser Tiger. So come and get your beer and your bacon on. Right off the blue line that heads right to O'Hare Airport, get off on California, you're half a block away from Revolution Brewing Company, which is a fantastic brewery right here in Chicago. We are actually at the restaurant.
Yes.
A few blocks away off of Avondale, they have their production facility and tap room.
Slightly larger for venue capabilities and also being able to do tours like you would expect from a brewery.
Absolutely. You can go check them out. They do tours nightly at 6 o'clock. That's Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, they have three different times that you can do the brewery tours. And of course, testing.
Yes.
Right? Tasting. Both.
Tasting, yes.
What do you got there, buddy?
This, well, you know, the basic stuff, you're going to have your bulk amount of malt you're going to be using for the beer.
Yeah. Right?
But then you also have your flavoring malts. And so you got different levels of caramelization happening for different kind of tastes and stuff. And I thought I'd throw, I saw this just sitting on the shelf over there, a nice little bit of dry hops and some more decorative dry hops over there as well, and these beautiful copper boil pots.
It's pretty amazing here because at this particular location, which is the restaurant, I have to give big kudos to the food. The beer is fantastic, don't get me wrong. I had this coffee porter that was just absolutely outstanding. Give me some ideas for the next version.
I went for a nice, easy working man's session ale myself. I was going a little bit lighter this time.
I gotta say the bacon fat popcorn.
Oh.
Is an absolute must try.
Yes.
You also have the working man's burger.
Yes.
Which is bacon, cheddar, burger, and happiness.
Yeah, they're saying they sell like over 1 million burgers throughout the course of the week. And everything's done fresh inside the kitchen, just around the corner over there. Very, very nicely sourced stuff.
Everything fresh daily.
Daily?
Daily, yes, absolutely.
Stellar.
So the menu's gonna rotate. And
yes.
It's gonna change. So some of the things that maybe we try tonight, you may not necessarily see, but the burger's going to be here. That bacon fat popcorn's going to be here.
Yep.
Try the pretzel.
The pretzel was good.
That was pretty awesome. Most popular on the beer front, the Anti-Hero IPA, which is something that a lot of people know. They bottle it and send it out. But really, just that menu is constantly changing. I saw probably 5 or 6 different beers that I wanted to try as well.
Yep.
So take a look. Oh, I've got to say, they had a stout that won the World Beer Cup.
Ooh.
Which is kind of, it's kind of like the soccer beer cup, World Cup, but for beer. So it's absolutely fantastic. So get down here. It's literally, like I said, the exit is California. It's on the blue line. Whether you're heading out to O'Hare, coming in from O'Hare, or just, hey, just take a trip out here. It's super easy, super quick to get here. Come check it out. Revolution Brewery right here in Chicago. So we know that not everybody needs to have a big gourmet meal. Sometimes you just need a hamburger.
How about the best burger voted by People's Choice, if you will, of Chicago for 2014? That would be this place that we're at.
We are at Rocket Bar and Lounge, and this place is absolutely fantastic. If you want to come grab yourself a great burger, they're also very well known for their cocktail selection.
Yeah.
Bourbons and whiskeys, if that's your thing, and also
don't forget the craft beer.
They've craft
got
beer.
6 taps and a plethora of bottles of craft beer from around the state.
Yeah, about 35 bottles at any given time.
Yep.
Not just things that are here local to Illinois, but also things all around the country, because you know, with the new craft beer movement, there's a lot of things that are available.
Taking advantage of it all.
Absolutely. Open at 11:30 a.m. for lunch, Monday through Friday, and 10 a.m. on the weekends, particularly if there's games for sports, so there's a lot of TVs. There's some pool tables upstairs in the lounge, which opens at 5 p.m.
I would say the upstairs place is pretty kind of neat. It's got a bunch of TVs all over the place.
Yeah.
And nice strategic locations, plus also a couple of pool tables, I noticed.
Absolutely.
So downstairs for a little bit quieter atmosphere, upstairs in the lounge, you can get noisy. If you want to rent this venue out, that's also an option. Okay. Full buyout for about 500 people. The lounge will support up to about 289, 300-ish. So it's Rocket Bar and Grill right here in Chicago. Come have this burger. You know you want to. So it's funny how things kind of come full circle.
Is this like wicked payback or something or what?
It absolutely is.
You purposely seeked out this particular brewery.
Lagunitas, which happens to be the beer that you tried to pull when we did the Houston video.
Yes.
And failed miserably.
Horrible job at it. But I did receive some excellent tutelage here in the tap room.
It's all about fresh beer here. Fresh beer. And outstanding beers. I feel like I'm in the ultimate man cave here.
This is carved out of this massive warehouse place. It used to be a steel company that was then sold. They sold the property over to an interior soundstage movie place.
Yeah.
And then Tony McGee, the original creator of Lagunitas, came in and basically said, I want to buy some space to be able to make a brewery. And this is the result.
And it's absolutely fantastic. It's amazing because he started in his garage.
1992.
It's amazing. We're starting in the garage too. No, this is absolutely a fantastic space to come to. You go down this massive hallway. So I'm gonna give you some statistics. They currently have 40 tanks when we're shooting this.
Each tank is named after a dearly departed loved one's dog, just so you know. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't know that.
So, but they will soon be expanding to, I don't even know the number of factor of times they're gonna be expanding to, but they're going up to easily 80 or more tanks coming up soon. They've got one bottling line right now, a second bottling line's going in. You actually can go and look at the bottling line from above on the catwalk during one of the tours you can take here.
They're also looking at building a rooftop experience, amphitheater.
An amphitheater.
When you walk into the space, you know, it looks like this big warehouse space, but it just feels so comfortable. So it's one of these places you've got to come check out. They do tours during the week.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you carve out a little bit of time to come do the tour during the weekday. The beers here, they do everything. You've got your standard, you know, full production line beers as well, but they do a lot of the seasonal work. And then they also have kind of their more session beers.
Mm-hmm.
That they have here, and a lot of these beers you can only get when you come here.
Nice.
So you've got to go up to the tasting room and check it out. It's Lagunitas. I highly recommend it. I'm a fan. I'm a Czech guy. You know me and the Czech Pilsners. Their
yes.
Pilsner outside of the Czech Republic is one of my favorites. So we've got more to show, more to do. Lagunitas, get here. Oh my goodness, how much fun was that?
It was a lot of fun.
Like I said, we saved the best for last.
Yep, definitely very, very cool.
So lots of things to do in Chicago.
Yeah.
Besides attending Ignite May 4th through the 8th. We did earlier in the show talk about the remote badge pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And actually one of the things that I failed to mention as we were talking about that is that if you're flying in on Saturday or Sunday, you're flying into Terminal 1 or Terminal 3 of O'Hare.
You can do it
in the airport.
You got it. So the hours for those ones, in case you're interested, are Saturday is going to be from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. There'll be 12 check-in stations that are possible there.
Mm-hmm.
And also on Sunday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. as well. So literally, come off the plane, get your bags, and then walk over to the kiosks and the signage to be able to go off and sign in and get your badge for you
absolutely.
And get into the hotel.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Again, most of the hotel locations as well as the airport open Saturday and Sunday. So make sure that you get this done well in advance. Get
yep.
your badge picked up. And then, because we will have, I'm going to be honest, on Sunday, very limited registration badge pickup,
mm-hmm.
Particularly given the number of people. So do the remote thing.
Yeah, and we'll put the details pointing to the blog post talks about this, or even this little quick little summary in the description area down below. And that's actually how they can go and ask us questions and talk about the show and talk about further topics that you'd like to be able to see. Down below in the comment area, let us know how it is. And you can reach us on Twitters.
Absolutely. I am @JoeySnow.
I'm @RicksterCDN. The hashtag that the whole organization is kind of following and also the rest of the community are using is #MSIgnite. And then the conference organizers have a specific handle that they use, which is @MS_Ignite that's out there.
Absolutely. Now, you're going to want to make sure you give us your feedback because these shows is about you. You can see as this episode showed, we've got lots of questions, lots of things happening. So you can communicate to us, as Rick said, via the Twitter, or also you can do it on our forums, which would be channel9.mstn.com/forums. We'll also put the link in the post below. Lots of great conversations going on there. Lots of tips and tricks from folks who've been to prior large Microsoft events. Lots of new folks also starting to get in and have conversations about meetups and some of those things. So get involved and let us know what you want to see in future episodes of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown.
The hashtag's actually kind of cool. We've been seeing a lot more of the partners getting involved in there too. And even some of the product groups are kind of teasing about what they're going to be talking about.
So
stay tuned to that particular.
I'm going to have to check that out.
The link inside the description area there actually is a search that points to it, so you'll be able to see it.
Excellent. Until then, until next week, we'll be back with more information, more news, more of the things that you want to know. See you next time on the Microsoft Ignite Countdown.